The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We must always listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And whatever the Holy Spirit is directing at a particular time is what we need to focus on. So we don't just do things. One of the greatest problems of Christianity is the missing of the timing of the Holy Spirit. The missing of the timing of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is not just that this man is just something. 100 days. What kind of this thing is that? It is not so.
And this self appeared to be Kakona, the Kakram, the Voha, the Kakra, the Voha.
If you know what it is to be led by the Spirit of God, it's a very difficult thing.
Now, unim ni ati se, hongkong krumbe di wenima, e adia eye dempa ye.
Because sometimes the instruction that the Holy Spirit is giving, you are not ready for it. Your flesh, your desire, your program, your body is not ready for it. But you know that when you miss that time, there is a cause. Let me tell you, many of us who are still expecting and still praying some prayers, we missed something 10 years ago.
Ah, yeah, that's so any sure coin. Ah, Bibi, I have sure coin bomb payer. No, yeah, free Bibi.
As individuals, we missed something.
Yeah, free Bibi, in fear to be a tremor.
And you see, one thing about the Holy Spirit is that when you miss his timing,
now, it is
difficult.
Yeah,
the timing will come again, but it is something. So please, whenever any program is announced, whatever we can do, let's play our role. Amen.
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 And so once again, I welcome you to the evening session of the first day of this week. And tonight, maybe other nights, we still want to visit battles. We are praying this prayer, but you see, God is redirecting them. So tonight our theme is battles at the gate of my quick or sudden delivery. Battles at the gate of my quick or sudden delivery. Battles at the gate of my quick or sudden delivery.
In Putupro, our
in Daniel chapter 10,
Daniel Homa Etidu.
This was what I shared at the 11th hour prayer parade. Amen.
Amen.
Battles at the gate of my quick or sudden delivery. Yesterday we had a powerful time of impartation here. where our papa were privileged to have him around, he took over and he just started. That was a delivery.
We are no.
But it will surprise you that in that atmosphere, some deliveries were not taking place.
I will be anti-mianko, so.
Amen.
Amen.
I am repeating that again. That yesterday, Sunday,
and Rakwesi,
the 10th day of the month of September 2023, we were privileged to have the visit of our papa in the house. And I tell you, from the beginning, the impartation started. But it will surprise you. It will surprise you that there were no deliveries. Even though it was a time of delivery, it will surprise you that there were no deliveries to some people. Because of the battles at the gate of their delivery. Internal battles in their mind. External battles in their atmosphere. Somebody should write this for me. Internal battles in their minds. Internal battles in their emotions. And external battles in their atmosphere. External battles in their atmosphere. And external battles in their environment. Where they live. Don't forget this, internal battles in your mind and your emotions. External battles in your atmosphere and environment. Take note of this and somebody should write it. Yes, I think my Mabel is around. She's doing a great job. I didn't discover her early. She has this talent. I tell you, she could be a very great somebody. I'm telling you. Yes. Internal battles in our minds and our emotions. And external battles in our atmosphere and environment. This is where our battles exist. When we talk about internal battles, they exist in your mind and they exist in your emotions. That is internal. And externally, they exist in your atmosphere. They exist in the environment where you live. For instance, Daniel's battle was an external battle. It was an environmental and atmospheric battle. I'll be repeating this again on the 11th hour. On Wednesday. Because this must really go down well with us. So now let's go to the scriptures and read Daniel chapter 10 from verse 12. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day," if it's your Bible, underline the first day. "Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them." 13. "But," underline the "but." "But the prince of the Persia kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." Verse 14, underline. "Now I have come." Underline those words. In the 11th hour today, I use the theme battles and warfare at the gate of my now. by now. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future. For the vision concerns a time yet to come. Beloved,
I don't know.
There are battles at the gate of our delivery. There are battles at the gate of our quick and sudden delivery. Daniel decided to pray. Daniel was reading the prophecies of Jeremiah. When he got to Jeremiah 25:11, he read there that their captivity should last for 70 years.
And
they were in the 70th year and nothing was happening. And so Daniel decided to fast and pray. Let me tell you, Daniel did not plan to go on 21-day fast. Daniel just decided to go on a fast according to Isaiah 62:6-7. I have posted watchmen on your walls, the wall Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. This was what Daniel decided to do. He just decided not to give himself rest until he understands what God is saying. Before Daniel realized,
the
one pass,
the
two pass,
the
three pass,
the
four,
the
five,
the
six,
21.
It was on the 21.
And
Angel Gabriel appeared
and
said,
since
the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding. Maybe Daniel just decided to fast for one day. Since the first day I, Gabriel, was sent in response to your prayer, your words were heard. Since the first day, your words were heard. And I was sent in response to the words that you were speaking. I was sent in response to your prayer. By the Prince of Persia. Every nation has a principality.
Now,
and that principality is called prince.
But
the Prince of Persia,
Persia Mapoma,
withstood me,
was sorry tia me,
resisted me,
will see me quine
for 21 days.
Then
Michael, one of your chief princes, came to help me.
Michael,
because I was detained there with the King of Persia. Now I have come. Beloved,
I don't know.
After this prayer, let your angel appear to you and say, now I have come.
Amen.
Let your delivery angel appear to you and say, now I have come.
Amen.
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 Beloved,
I don't know.
Daniel took his stand.
Daniel is denying.
There are battles at the gate
now,
of our quick delivery. Some of the sources of these battles.
Now,
there are battles at the gate of delivery of our ancestors. Before we come to the sources, there are battles at the gate of the delivery of the ancestors. Remember, Gabriel was sent to deliver the answer.
Na kai se na Gabriel odi muai no na ebre Daniel.
But there was a battle.
Na so na oku wo ho.
So there are battles at the gate of the delivery of your answers, the delivery of your solution.
Eti oku wo se ye de wo muai ebre wo. Umuai no so ano ye de
bro. The delivery of your testimony.
Wadan si de ye de bro.
The delivery of your expectations.
Ye wadi na oku ye
de bro. The delivery of your dream.
Wada ye de
the
bro.
The delivery of your destiny.
Wisha bro ye de bro.
There are battles at the gate of these deliveries.
Now, yes, these
battles are invisible. They are made up of internal battles in your mind and emotions. And your external battles in your atmosphere and environment. Daniel's battle was an external battle. Do you know that there are some houses you stay there and you don't marry? We call such places environmental battles. There are some houses you stay and you don't bring forth. There are some places you live and certain things don't happen to you. These are external battles. And external battles exist in two places. They exist in your atmosphere. They also exist in your environment. Where you live. That is why as children of God, wherever we find ourselves, we should take authority. Because places are not just free. We should take authority. Beloved, some of these battles are from our father's houses. From our mother, from our ancestral homes, family homes, parental homes. You know, we are going to tell these powers. According to Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
Ezra 6, 6
and 7.
Ezra 6, 6 and 7.
We are going to command these powers now then that Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates and Shetar-Bozenai, and you other officials of that province, stay away from there. We are going to command this battle to stay away from there. Number two, do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this house of God on its side. It means that let my work continue. Let my destiny continue. Let my dream continue. But before then, there is a battle. In Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10.
Psalm 24.
Lift up your heads, you gates be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he? This King of Glory. The Lord Almighty is the King of Glory. Amen.
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 You know, Why do we call them ancient gates?
I didn't know from Atitipun.
This ancient gate means two things. It represents eternal gates, godly gates, eternal. And it also means satanic gates.
Satan.
They are called ancient gates because they were gates that your ancestor could not conquer.
Now, if you want to point, we say, "Omo ya pumbi a yen na na nom entimi endi so."
I want to say this.
How can we?
Is there anybody in this house?
Obi obi ha.
That is facing a lot of battles in life.
Ah, Oshia, Okobe, Brewa, Brabo, Mo.
You see, everything you need to fight.
Obi biya se okon hon.
There is no one like me.
Obi biya no what is me.
I don't know what I have had easy in life. I'm telling you, I don't know what I have had easy in my life. I believe sometimes when people sit down there, it is very sweet to be called senior pastor.
Now,
they think you are in charge of everything of the church. You are in charge of all the money. You can just take any money you want. You don't know.
We name that.
Nothing here belongs to me. Everything here belongs to Assemblies of God. People send tithe to my phone, to my account, and I give it to the church. Because it doesn't belong to me. Except where they said that, Pastor, this one is you. We are paying this tithe directly to support your ministry. Like what a brother and the wife in one of the Francophone countries do. When I say, how do I send your receipt? Why receipt?
Now, and when I'm French folk also, I'm going to say,
we are not paying this tithe to Assemblies of God. We are supporting your ministry, you as a person.
Are
you church members in deliverance here? You have to pay tithe in the church.
Those
people just they follow online. And so they decide what to do. Let me tell you, beloved. This morning, it became very clear to me that the greater your battles, the reason why you have so many battles is because you want to break ancestral record. Somebody should write this for me. The reason why your battles escalate is because you want to break ancestral record, family record, generational record. The moment you take a stand as a record breaker, you are in for battles. I'm telling you, the moment you take your stand as a record breaker, family record breaker, ancestral record breaker, environmental record breaker, record breaker, in that office, record breaker in that city, record breaker in that nation, so that what has never happened to people who live in that nation must happen to you. The moment you take a stand that what no one has achieved in this family, I,
me,
Delalipoja must achieve.
Me, I said,
the enemy will set his eyes on you.
Because
you are breaking the status quo.
You
are breaking perpetuity. You are in for battles. Some of these battles will be very severe. Some of them are very persistent. Sometimes too they are intermittent. They come, they go away, they come, they go away. But listen to me. When you stand and take your stand like Abraham,
say Abraham,
there is a point that the battles will just die. The battles will just cease. You see, at any level you want to cross, like when an aeroplane wants to change altitude, There are conflicts. Listen to me. I have worked with people. I have worked with Christians. I have worked with some pastors. And sometimes when I am involved, you can see, I can read from their heart that they are not part of this thing I am doing.
Yes.
They are not inside because my father never built the house. But he is living in the father's house. So why do you have to fight? Are you understanding? My vision is not his vision. What God has shown me, for which I am fighting, God hasn't shown him. Please, Christianity is individualistic. You are staying in the same room with a friend. Your destinies are not the same. Your dream is not the same. You are not from the same family. So because he doesn't wake up in the night to pray, because he doesn't do warfare, you look at your friend and say, oh, after all, my friend is not let me also sleep. You lie. You don't know the warfare that the grandfather has done. You don't know the warfare that the father or the mother has done. You don't know. You don't know.
Winim cry.
So anytime there is warfare in your life,
it is because you
want to break a record. If you are the first in the family to have a wedding, you are the first in the family to travel. You are the first in the family to achieve something. Get ready. But you know, as you stand firm, as you put on the seal breaker garment, according to Revelation chapter 5, from verse
1-8,
the seal breaker garment. The moment you stand as a seal breaker, and you stand firm, the battle will cease. And let me tell you, when that battle ceases, you have opened a floodgate for the entire family. As we pray this week, as the Lord is leading us, we should put on the seal breaker garment. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll, that's a book, with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? You know, there is something hiding inside the scroll. But the seal must be broken. So that we can know the vision of God for us in the scroll. So the angel said, who is ready to break the seals? Beloved, in your family, who is ready to break the seals at your workplace? Who is ready to break the seals in that department? Who is ready to break the seals? That this question is going on. Your family. Who is ready to break the seals? The breaking of the seal is not easy. The person is going to face battles. And then verse 3. After the angel asked, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept. This was John weeping now, because no one was found who was ready to open the scroll or look inside it. This is about Jesus Christ when he came to reveal the will of God to us. Verse 5. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Let us end here. Say, Lord, I stand before you tonight as a seal breaker. Oh Lord, put on me the seal breaking garment. 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 Oh Lord, put on me the seal breaking garment. The seal breaking garment. The seal breaking garment. In my family. In my father's house, in my mother's house, at my workplace, in my office, in my department, in the church, in my environment, I stand as a seal breaker, as a seal breaker. Put on me, O Lord, the seal breaking garment, the seal breaking garment, the seal breaking garment. In Ephesians 6, the Bible says that we should put on the whole armor of God. Before you face the enemy, say, put the whole armor of God. That putting on the whole armor of God is a seal breaking garment. Yes, in verse 11, Ephesians says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Say, Lord, tonight I put on the whole armor of God. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the armor of God. I put on the whole 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 armor of God. As I confront, as I I confront the battles
at the gate
of my quick and sudden delivery.
As
I confront the battles
at
the gate of my quick and sudden delivery. I put on the full armor of God. I put on a put up. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I confront the battles at the gate of my quick
and
sudden delivery, I secure myself in the blood. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I confront the battles at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, I secure myself in the secret place of the Most High,
in
the shadow of the Almighty. Begin to secure yourself right now in the secret place of the Most High. I secure myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me tell you, church.
Amen.
No one in this church has battles than me. Even among our pastors. I remember
okay.
One of our pastors used to tell me.
Now, yes, of Bakuta catch me.
He said, Dela, when he opens the mouth to pray, it is warfare. 3 hours.
Don't show me, sir.
What at all is wrong with you? Don't you get tired?
Naya ombre.
Initially, I don't know what to tell him.
I said, na minim na make catch no.
But later, when I got to know, that his grandfather was Methodist pastor.
No, a Methodist or so.
In fact, his great grandfather
was
a Methodist pastor.
Methodist
and his grandfather was a Methodist presbyter.
No, a Methodist presbyter.
His grandmother
was
a Methodist presbyter.
And also a Methodist presbyter.
The mother was a Church of Pentecost deaconess.
Now, Pentecost has a person for bar.
The father
papa
was a Church of Pentecost elder.
Oh, elder. Our Pentecost has a for more.
I say, you.
I say, oh.
Yeah, I should compare myself to you. When my grandfather was calling demons,
Some
of the demons that are here on earth, he called them.
Now, Adam only be was as his own of
when my grandfather was conjuring demons,
your
great grandfather was calling on the name of Jesus. I should sit down there and compare myself to you. That because you are not praying me to, our ways are different though. But you know what has happened to him?
Today,
he is in the wheelchair. We are the same age, but he's in the wheelchair. Let me tell you, even though your grandfather has fought, your father has fought.
Oh, papa,
your mother has fought.
Oh, mami,
there are some battles you yourself must also fight. Today we spoke. He's in the wheelchair. We are the same age, but he's in the wheelchair. He can't walk. Now he's telling me, Dela.
It's now I understand.
Look, we are of the same age. But look at me. I am in the wheelchair. Those days when I used to mock you. Let me tell you. The moment you take a stand.
So
to break a record in your family, you are confronting battles.
Amen.
If in the family, your star, you carry the star that shines. You are confronting battles. Say now, in the name of Jesus, as I take my stand, as a record breaker, as I take my stand, as the seal breaker, in my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my hometown, in my department, in this office, in this nation, as I take my stand, as I take my
stand as a seal breaker.
As a seal breaker.
I declare war.
I declare war.
Against the battles.
Against the battles.
Against the battles.
At the gate.
Of my quick and sudden delivery.
My quick and sudden delivery.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let any battle.
Let every battle.
Every battle.
Every battle.
In the invisible realm.
In the invisible realm.
Every spiritual battle.
Every spiritual battle.
Going on.
Going on.
Going on. At the gate of my delivery.
At the gate of my
delivery. At the gate of my quick delivery.
At the gate of my quick delivery.
At the gate of my sudden delivery.
At the gate of my
let that battle crash.
Let that battle crash.
Let that battle die.
Let that battle
be terminated.
Let that battle be terminated.
As I clap my hands. Let that battle die. Every battle that is going on in the ranks of the spirit at the gate of my delivery. Let that battle cease. Let that battle be terminated. Let that battle die. I kill that battle. I kill that battle. I kill that battle. I destroy that battle.
I shall come. I destroy that battle.
In the protected
battle.
Let that battle down.
If Bakara Bakata,
if Prekete Bara,
if Prekete Bara,
Aleya
Bashata Kapoto,
if Prekete Bara Kata Kapoto,
if Prokoto Le Papa,
if
Kayakala Papa,
let that battle down. Let that battle down.
Let that battle down.
Every battle, every battle at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, let that battle die. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. 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 Every battle, every ancestral battle, every family battle, every generational battle at the gate of my delivery.
I am the Lord.
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 I am the Lord. Do you know why some people, Christians, they fornicate more than Dutch? Do you know why? In the choir, prayer warriors, bosses, ordinary members. Do you know why? The devil has seen your star. That you are a seal breaker. So he's already attacking you.
Into when
because when your eyes get open. You know, do you know the I don't know how to tell, do you know the number of immoral traps that I have overcome?
When you Ketesunda FDA.
Women that will come with problems. You get involved with them. Not knowing they have a different agenda. Do you know things I've seen face to face? Do you know the things God has delivered me from? You have no idea. You have no idea. One day I was telling a pastor what a woman wanted to do to me. I fear you. How you overcome these things? I don't hear people go through this and they come out. Listen to me. Because I've seen myself as a seal breaker. As a record changer. And the anointing God has put on me. It has taken me years. That you speak and the thing will happen. How many people carry that anointing? Then I should foolishly
fornicate and I lose that anointing.
Na me come the man sang with say e mo me. Eh me Jimmy you.
Mercy.
That's why some of you, the youth, the things you are doing is a battle and it's an attack.
Wait, I appreciate so.
The enemy wants to do that and bring the wrong man into your life.
Or
the wrong woman into your life.
Then
you are finished. I'm telling you, you are finished.
He
finishes you.
He
finishes you, you are finished.
He
will start with you fornicating first.
They
take your mind off holiness.
You
think you are yourself.
He
has finished
you.
Those powers, nobody can conquer them. Your children will rise up.
Oh, my bad, sorry.
They will be under those powers.
No, what she said to me now, say.
Your grandchildren.
Oh, na, na,
great grandchildren.
Na, 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 so,
nobody can conquer.
Oh, Pino, bet,
so those
so.
Powers will be there.
It is that to me about her.
But the moment you take a stand.
Now, so, so, which power would you not be?
That no.
Said there be.
I will make a difference. The enemy will stare and roar and begin to attack your everything. But when you stand and stand and stand, the enemy will bow. And after that, you have opened the door for your generation.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every battle. Say, I declare again, every battle at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, every battle at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, every ancestral battle, every family battle, every parental battle, every personal battle, let that battle die. As I clap my hands, by blood and by fire, let that battle cease.
Let
that battle die. Let that battle in my life cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle be terminated.
Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle die. Let that battle cease. Let that battle cease. Let that battle be terminated in the name of Jesus. By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. Let that battle be terminated right now. Be terminated right now. Let that battle die.
At the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, I am the Lord, say forces and powers and principalities involved in this battle. At the gate of my delivery, fall down by fire,
fall down by fire.
Scatter. According to Luke chapter 10, verse 17.
In Luke 10, 17.
When they were reporting of what happened when they went, Jesus said,
Yesu kan se.
And the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. It's rather verse 18. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Say, let any power
any
principality,
any
demon
that
is involved in this battle, at the gate of my delivery, at the gate of my quick and sudden delivery, let them fall by fire and scatter as I clap my hands. Let them fall, let them fall, let them fall like lightning and scatter. Let them fall 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 and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
At the gate of my delivery,
at the gate of my delivery. At the gate of my delivery. At the gate of my delivery. Let them fall and scatter. Let them fall and scatter. Let them fall and scatter. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every power.
Every power.
Principalities.
Principalities.
Demons and wizards.
Demons and wizards.
Witches and wizards.
Witches and wizards.
That are involved.
That are involved.
In this battle.
In this battle.
At the gate.
At the gate
of my quick and sudden delivery.
Of my quick and sudden delivery.
Of my dreams.
Of my dreams.
Of my answers.
Of my answers.
Of my solution.
Of my solution.
Of my testimony.
Of
my expectation.
Of
my destiny.
Of my destiny.
Any power. Any principality.
Any principality.
That is involved in this battle. At the gate.
At the gate.
Of my quick and sudden delivery.
Of my quick and sudden delivery.
Of my dream.
Of my dream.
Of my testimony,
of my testimony,
of my destiny,
of my destiny,
of my expectation,
of my expectation,
of my expectation,
of my expectation,
of my promises,
of my promises,
of my prophetic word,
of my prophetic
word. I declare tonight, let them catch fire,
let them fall,
let them fall
and scatter.
As I clap my hands, let them fall and scatter,
let them fall and scatter,
let them power.
Involved
in this battle at the gate of my delivery, the delivery of my testimony, the delivery of my dream, the delivery of my healing, the delivery of my expectation.
Let them fall.
Let them fall and scatter.
Let them fall and scatter.
By blood and by fire.
By blood and by fire.
Yes, so Lord. Pardon, you think we are just hard.
You think you may be on the same moon, sir?
When it comes to matters of destiny,
Eba Shebren Semudia.
You don't joke.
When they are grow home.
Matters of destiny.
Shebren Semudia.
You don't play.
When they are grow home.
You see my papa?
Well,
last
Sunday.
If I tell you the story of this man.
Make up a pay, need some chewa.
He has been a man, I mean, no women, no what he's spiritual, but he doesn't care about spiritual things. He was just traveling the whole world. I don't know which country he hasn't been. When myself and the former associate pastor, Reverend Bessie, we were doing spiritual warfare.
He
will be fighting us.
No, no.
He will call us and rebuke us. The things that has happened to him. The man who stood here. If I tell you some of them, you will cry.
Okay,
but do you know? I went there with my wife 2 years to his retirement to pay our first food.
I can't hear me no corner whom Jimmy called to abide the kind.
He said, ah, Della.
I say, ah, Della.
2 years to my retirement.
If you hear me no, I remember come home with Jimmy.
Before I am now knowing my call.
A friend of me whom me friend.
That I am a prophet.
Send me on Comsini.
And it is my ministry that you and Basie were doing, and I was always fighting you.
Nah, me Jimmy Jason and now only Basie Muyana, Debbie Amukutiamuno.
And I look at Gladys' face. We look at each other.
And I hear your name.
And I told him,
this
thing that you are knowing 2 years before you go in retirement.
Now, there we are.
I knew it 20 years ago. I know who I am. Many of you are here, you don't know who you are.
Now, you move
every The devil has already seen your star. I am telling you, he has seen your star from the day you were born. And so he projects things into your life. He positions wrong people into your life. You don't know, sometimes when we are talking like this, that's the youth, watch your life. You think we are bothering you? Look, there are some things I can tell you because we are online. When I see some people today, not in this, my former, when you see them today, these people, they carry international aura. But if you see the way the devil has messed them.
Now who has some of some ayo mobasa?
Messed them.
Why say among?
Because they have no one to check them.
Now when you be all trained to them on,
they were themselves.
Amo di omo ho.
Don't say if you see beauty.
Na sana no who and who fair.
And then when you see them,
and then who omo?
They are like caricatures.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you.
Okay, true.
Because of what they have allowed the devil to eat them. Look, the devil is very fast in identifying your star. The first thing he will do is to give you independence.
Think
that you are alone.
Nobody
should bother me. Nobody should even call me. You are finished. He has finished you. He has finished you. Then he will be directing some kind of people to you. And you will think those are your people. You lie. Even when the pastor stands there and talk, he will misinterpret. You see the pastor.
He's attacking you.
Before you realize, he knocks you out of the church.
Now when you
he cast something on you.
No,
the day you lie, you go to church. The day you lie, you don't go. This church. He has finished
you.
But do you know something?
There
is a day that you always come into yourself.
By the time
you come into your senses,
and
he has wasted your time.
Now, why say umre?
I am telling you.
Okay, now.
Very soon.
Enter.
You carry my voice here.
Until me never have you.
I will be around. I'll be around. Say, my Father in heaven.
I say,
any battle that the devil has projected against me because of my star, because of my star, because of my destiny, my glorious star, my glorious destiny, any battle the enemy has projected, let that battle cease. Let that battle die. As I clap my hands,
In
Jesus' name, say, my Father in heaven, anybody the devil has planted into my life, any character, any mindset he has planted into me, just to waste my time and to waste my year, let the blood of Jesus Christ flash them out, flash them out of my life.
As I grab my hand,
let the blood and the Holy Ghost fire flash them out. Slash them out. Slash them out. Slash them out. Slash them out. In the character. In the human being. He has placed in my life to waste my time. To waste my years. Shakatakaya. In the mindset.
Let the blood of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost fire,
slash them out, 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 slash them out,
We want to pray the last prayer for the project, but the Holy Spirit just say this. Look, look, the devil is bad.
When he wants
to destroy you,
so I say what?
He will prop you up.
And
grant you independence.
No, I'm away now. For who do
you think you are the best?
Oh, you say, oh,
he gives you independence.
Oh, my, for who do you say? Oh,
he gives you a separate life.
Oh, my, what do
you
want? You
are finished.
Where are
you? He has finished you.
Where are you, Okra?
Some of the young men in this church, they left here today.
They
claim they have a ministry.
Oh, what you tell some word,
he will take you out.
Obey
you
if you are
and deceive you for some years.
Now I dad and fear me.
And then crash.
Now we'll go.
And sometimes he will use some of the people in the church, Charlie. The ministry you have, they said nobody is recognizing you. This church, look,
you are so many people
as a woman. If you stay here, you waste too. He will use the people with
him.
Look, that was what he wanted to. He was going to be an off condition.
Now, son of Bessoy, I'm an off
condition. The day I preach,
and that make us and panel.
The whole church fire.
Not as a woman, a jet, the
move to those who came to first service.
When
they know that I am the one going to preach.
After
preaching first service, they will stay again for second service.
Then
some people in the church will come
to me.
This man doesn't like you. Will help you. Leave this church. This papa, he doesn't like the
papa,
Look at the way you look at today. Look, there are some people who still remind me. When you are going to Kaswa, you are going to Cape Coast, that Blue Rose, you see Blue Rose, is an estate company. Ebuakwa.
Anytime he sees me, he will run down.
Crisis of change.
I say, yeah, it's a crisis.
The reason for promotion.
Yeah, it's a
say, these two messages you preach, they make me who I am.
And
then I say, where is your time?
I say, we'll do this anyway.
Then he will drive. Then he will drive away.
No, yes. What can he say?
Yes.
And
people see me and they quote me.
Now,
the messages I preach
in 87.
In fear,
Today,
any place he travels, sometimes I will receive call from Atlanta. I will receive call from New York. I will receive call from California. Are you Dr.
Delali Boja?
Oh, your papa came here and anywhere he's talking about me. Because I submitted.
He said, "Me bread me once, man."
Until my time came.
I could be so yeah.
Today,
and
because people can stand there and pick the mic.
Obey me,
and wave their hands.
Now, oh him,
people are falling down. Listen to me. 1987. 1990. I was doing that at North Kanisha Assembly.
No, yes, I was North Kanisha Assembly.
When I lift my hand like this, the whole people fall down.
Then
I didn't leave.
I
was still under authority.
Some
of two of my pastor friends that were let out like that.
Na myself me no two as no.
They are dead.
Omo.
The devil will lead you out and crash.
Omo somebody you will pay no oku.
Wait and see.
China here.
Some of the brethren.
And you
will hear things.
Who were things?
I won't tell you what God is showing me.
Okay, na nyame edere di
chano. Say my Father in heaven.
My father in heaven.
In the battle, at the gate of this project,
in the battle going on,
against the quick delivery, the sudden delivery of this project, let that battle cease. Every battle against the quick delivery of this project. Our last prayer.
Empire Ekaton.
Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
Ezra
6, 6 and 7.
Ezra Humaitin Sian Chemun Sian Copeman Song.
Now then, Atenai, governor of Trans Euphrates, and Shita Hosenai, and you other officials of that province, these were the people who wrote letters.
We are going for much one crater.
They were the enemies to the project.
They
wrote letters to the king.
They
wrote letters to King Darius. To make a proclamation for the people to stop the building on the temple. And later, when the king commanded the archive to be searched,
It
was found out that his predecessor, King Cyrus, had already permitted that the temple should be built. Listen to me. Every blessing you are to enjoy, Jesus Christ has already paid for it.
Yes.
Hey, it has already been approved.
Yes.
Your marriage has been approved.
Amen.
Your international recognition has been approved.
Amen.
Your blessing has already been approved.
Amen.
I said King Cyrus.
King Cyrus
has already proclaimed and declared that the temple should be built.
Yes.
Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary,
yes.
He declared that it is finished. 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 Look, I say it is finished. It is finished.
Amen.
It is finished.
Amen.
It is finished.
Amen.
And because King Cyrus has declared, listen to what Darius said. Now then, Tatenai, you the enemies of this building project, governor of Trans-Euphrates, you the enemy to my dream and my destiny, and Shita Bozenai, and you other officials of that province who were writing letters for me to stop. Stay away from there. Say every enemy to my dream.
Every enemy to
say
my
all
dream.
The enemies to my testimony.
All,
all the enemies to my destiny.
Stay away from my dream. Stay away from my destiny. Stay away from my testimony. Stay away from my expectation.
I said, stay away from what Jesus Christ has already approved. I said, stay away. Stay away. Stay away from what Jesus has approved for me. I said, stay away. I said, stay away. I said, stay away. Ancestral powers, generational powers, environmental powers. I said, stay away. Stay away from my destiny. Stay away from my testimony.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's see verse 7.
And here in the demon song,
he continued, do not interfere with the work on this temple of God. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this house of God on its side. Give me verse 8. I will show you something. Moreover, I hereby decree what you are to do for these elders of the Jews in the construction of this house of God. Their expenses are to be fully paid out.
Amen.
Of the royal treasury from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates so that the work will not stop.
Amen.
9. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, and wheat, salt, wine, and olive oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given them daily without fail.
Amen.
Say, therefore,
therefore,
you enemies,
you
to my destiny,
to my dream,
to my testimony, hear the word of God. Do not interfere.
Do not interfere.
Do not interfere. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference.
Amen.
Thank
thank God for the answered prayer. Just thank God for the In Jesus' name, amen. Take your offering. Today we are opening with the offering.
You are very.
When you go home, pray these prayers.
Who could do fear? Some pay your court to us on a ball.
This place is a prayer school. You come and learn.
I am Pabo Suku Ubabi Siasenia Bom Paye.
You go and pray.
Who could fear no court to us abobi?
And command the enemies to your dream and destiny.
No, I shall attend for Australia.
Tell them what King Darius told them.
Catch your ammonia or hidden
Darius. Stay away. Do not interfere.
Meanwhile,
you are to provide everything they need. Let me tell you. You are going to receive calls from people who hate you. God is going to move them to support you.
Amen.
Things are coming into your life. I'm telling you. Those who fought against you, they are going to be commanded to support you. You see, don't look at yourself. Trust God. Put everything for the Lord. And I tell you, God never disappoints. He never disappoints. Yesterday, I was never expecting that I will leave the church and go back home with a person.
It
was Papa's day.
Papa Danti.
But you know, today and tomorrow, we are to settle for a certain thing.
And then you know,
tomorrow is the final day. A product that we use, myself and the lady pastor. Very expensive. Monthly. And I just told her. I say, don't worry. This month, we will still go. God will make a way. After church, when everybody was gone, I heard that somebody wanted to see. I was never in expectation of anything from that person. But when the person came and sat before me, the person brought out 7 envelopes. And out of those 7 envelopes, one contained 2,000. 4 contained 500. And others contain certain amount. I have come.
I see my bar.
To do this.
Same way.
When I held the person's hand,
Emra me so ni semono.
The song that came out.
Enyoma APF. Menumbaye.
Lord, I believe.
Oh.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, I
believe, Lord.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Listen to me.
What do you mean?
All things are possible.
Amen.
I say all things are possible.
Amen.
Please. Our God is alive.
Don't
look at yourself.
Don't
look at your salary.
What
can your salary do?
No.
God is able to supply. Yesterday, after this person left, look, when we were singing fire, tears were rolling my eyes.
When she presented
the envelope, one after the, this one.
I put all
the envelope together and I put it into her hand. I said, let's hold it together.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible.
Amen.
I'm telling you, somebody who you don't know.
Obia winim no.
This week.
Now change.
There are going to be a lot of handshakes.
Entiebi bebre bekwaso.
There are going to be a lot of prophetic handshakes.
Enkomse entiebi bebre bekwaso.
Not empty handshakes, but prophetic handshakes.
Enkomse mo bibisha ni zem na di chiao. Makata yaba.
So I was forced to tell the person.
I said,
this is the first time.
When I'm ready, kind.
I was going to leave the church.
I'm baby fear, sorry.
Without anything in my pocket. But look at what you have done.
Now, so
do you know what move you? You don't know what you did right now. In the same way, God is going to move people into your way. I said God is going to give dreams to people about you. God is going to give people dreams. Your name is going to appear. Your picture is going to appear in people's dreams. I am telling you, people cannot stop. People cannot sleep because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Whoever they are, even politicians, people that you never dreamt of. Look, some cars are going to blow horn. And they are going to point at you. They are saying, that lady, that gentleman. And when you go, I saw you in my dream. And somebody was telling me
that
I should give you a check of 1 million
cedis.
All things are possible. Shall we rise? Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord.
Face the possible.
victory is falling.
All things are possible. All I believe. All I believe.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord knows you. He knows you. He knows the deeper part of you. He knows the questions you are asking. He knows what you are expecting from him. It is not by your might. What is it? I say, what at all is it? We have received the impartation yesterday. The impartation is working. Listen to me. I say, people cannot sleep because of you. People cannot sleep because of you. And because of your name. And God is going to orchestrate that the person they will ask, do you know somebody called by this name? The person will say, yes, I have a friend who is called by that name. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Jesus.
Walk into God's orchestration right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
As you leave this place,
walk
into God's orchestration.
Walk
into God's orchestration.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.